Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 24, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
GeoVax expands Gedeptin development to additional solid tumor indications. GeoVax Labs Inc. expands Gedeptin development to additional solid tumor indications, working with the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University to evaluate Gedeptin with immune checkpoint inhibitors in preclinical models of various solid tumor types. The Phase 2 clinical trial, ADPMP-203, will assess Gedeptin in combination with other therapies for head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. The company aims to enhance immune activation within the tumor microenvironment to improve outcomes in a broader range of solid tumor cancers. GeoVax anticipates early readouts from preclinical modeling work and plans to initiate its Phase 2 trial in the second half of 2026. Stanford Section Chief of Preventive Cardiology to receive the 2025 Joseph A. Vita Award. Fahima Rodriguez, MD, MPH, FAHA, an Associate Professor of Medicine, Vice Chair of Clinical Research, and Section Chief of Preventive Cardiology at Stanford Medicine, will receive the 2025 Joseph A. Vita Award at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025. Rodriguez's innovative work in cardiometabolic disease prevention has significantly advanced cardiovascular research. Her research program focuses on personalized cardiovascular risk prediction and evidence-based interventions. Dr. Rodriguez, a fellow of multiple prestigious medical associations, has authored over 270 peer-reviewed publications and received national honors for her contributions to the field. The award, named after late cardiovascular scientist Joseph A. Vita, MD, recognizes scientists whose work transforms cardiovascular research. QuantumZyme Corp. announces USPTO publication of breakthrough ibuprofen patent. QuantumZyme Corp. announces the official publication of its patent titled Modified Polypeptides for Enzymatic Synthesis of Ibuprofen by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. This breakthrough represents a major advancement in QuantumZyme's mission to revolutionize pharmaceutical manufacturing through green chemistry. The patent details a novel enzymatic process for synthesizing ibuprofen using a modified polypeptide, offering a cleaner, more efficient, and environmentally sustainable alternative to traditional chemical synthesis. CEO Naveen Kulkarni stated that this milestone validates their commitment to sustainable innovation and opens new opportunities for licensing and partnerships. QuantumZyme's technology integrates quantum mechanics, molecular modeling, and AI-driven simulations to design high-performance biocatalysts, positioning them as a leader in enzyme-based solutions for pharmaceuticals, fragrances, food, and specialty chemicals.
Atomera provides an update on four gold projects. Atomera Minerals Corp. provides an update on its gold projects in Washington State and British Columbia. Highlights include the South Hedley Gold Project in BC, with skarn-related and vein-hosted gold potential, recent drilling at Flag Hill and Flag Hill South gold properties in Washington, drill-ready epithermal targets at Empire Creek Gold Project and the Buckhorn 2.0 property surrounding the high-grade Buckhorn mine. Atomera's president and CEO, Mark Kolababa, emphasizes the focus on grassroots exploration to define drill targets and the potential for both grassroots and brownfield discoveries in established mining jurisdictions. Stay tuned for further developments as Atomera continues to advance its projects. Creative Biolabs develops antibody tools for key neuroscience targets. Creative Biolabs has developed a range of anti-GRID2 antibody products, including rabbit anti-GRID2 recombinant antibody and mouse anti-GRID2 recombinant antibody, to assist researchers in studying synaptic function. These products are applicable in ELISA, flow cytometry, Western blotting, and immunohistochemistry, allowing for accurate spatial and dynamic regulation studies of synaptic proteins. Additionally, Creative Biolabs offers the mouse anti-tyrosine hydroxylase recombinant antibody, AV1, for neurotransmitter synthesis research, and ACTN3-related products for muscle genetic studies. These tools provide high specificity and cross-species applications for various research areas. Creative Biolabs is committed to providing customized antibody solutions and technical support to researchers globally, covering antibody development, large-scale production, and protocol optimization.
Oliver Drakeford Therapy releases new findings on listening and relationship success, strengthening its role in couples therapy. Los Angeles, Oliver Drakeford Therapy has released new findings showing that strong listening skills in partners significantly impact relationship success. Couples with partners who are good listeners are 43 times more likely to be in a thriving relationship category. This research highlights the importance of communication in building lasting intimacy. Oliver Drakeford emphasizes the need for professional support, as 75% of couples score below the healthy relationship threshold. Services offered by Oliver Drakeford Therapy in Los Angeles include couples counseling, communication coaching, conflict resolution skills, LGBTQ+ couples therapy, and relationship anxiety therapy. Couples interested in improving communication can download a free relationship skills ebook on their website. For more information, visit oliverdrakefordtherapy.com/couples.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.